Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
she was thirsty. I was hungry for a star with somebody who wouldn't break my heart like the last one. But this one, she plays for all the marbles. Her Nietzsche books are conversation starters. And damn, I think I loved her from the first sight. I saw the light, the clouds opened up. Rest in peace, good night. All of the good ones. I just love the way she plays guitar. When she dies down on the whammy bar, she'll be stuck on repeat, repeat in my head. Got me checking my pulse, making sure I'm not dead. Oh yeah.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
wore each other's keys before they called the wedding off. And all the feathers rained down and the town fell asleep. Pulling on the poems for the midnight sun. Pulling on the poems for the midnight sun. Yeah, she should have been around with every breath. His troubles aside, made a shrine of living mess. Well, a woman up here with a guillotine smile. She handed him a rose, then he turned to stone. She handed him a rose, then he turned to stone.
need you tonight. Oh, honey, I need you. I said I need you tonight. Oh, baby, I need you. I said I need you tonight. Come on home, baby.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I gotta lie on you, babe. I gotta lie on you, babe. Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Speak her name. I never talk about her. I never speak her name. I never talk about her. I never talk about her. I never talk about her. I never talk about her.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
What would you say
you do